Matt Mason and Hallucinogenics at 94.9 The River. It's 8:09 with Ken and Deb and Carol. Carol Skinner, that is, from the Flix. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. We have a couple of new movies.
Well, and one of these is just all over Twitter yesterday and today.
Kajillionaire.
Yeah.
So Miranda July, she's such a good writer, really quirky. And this is her third movie. We played her other two movies, but it's been a long time since she's been behind the camera again. So she also stars with Evan Rachel Wood and Richard Jenkins. I don't know if you'll know who he is when you see him.
Okay.
You may not know his name, but he's a really great actor. Anyway, they play her Evan Rachel Wood's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they
Deborah
play,
Winger. You didn't mention Deborah Winger. Is she in it?
She is in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't seen her for a while.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're a family of con artists.
Ah.
And you know that. Miranda July is raised to be a con artist. She doesn't know any other way of life. And so it's a comedy, and it's, you know, really cute and really quirky and really funny. I think people are going to really like it. It's
I think
light.
They're already liking it, or they're, it definitely has a lot of buzz is what I noticed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be a pretty big one.
Then
I
you're
hope.
Tempting our taste buds with
yes,
one
so
of these two.
Otto Lenghi and the Cakes of Versailles. This is about a famous chef that was invited by the Metropolitan Museum of Art. They were doing a Versailles-themed gala, and they invited him to do the food for it. So he went to Versailles in France to get a feeling for, you know, the
French pastries and things.
And actually not the pastries, but just the decor, like what, you know, the swans and the gilding and all this stuff. And they create the most amazing pastries you'll ever see in your lifetime. And so it's a documentary about that event and all the chefs working, you know, because you can't make pastries for a week because they don't taste good. You have to stay up all night and do all this work for hundreds of people. It's pretty cool.
And you're going to sit and watch this and expect the audience to come out and go,
we have
we're
cookies.
Hungry?
We have work cookies.
Yeah.
It won't be like Babette's Feast where you have to have a five-course meal. You're just going to want a dessert. So we should be good.
Okay.
And then we've held over a couple of movies. We still have The Way I See It, which is the Pete Souza, the White House photographer for both Reagan and Obama. And it's really an intimate look inside the White House. And it's also, you know, his ideas about what the office of the president is like, the dignity, the integrity, the, you know, all of that stuff. And so, you know, it's something that I miss, at least. anyway, so, but, you know, the reviews are fantastic of this documentary, and it's really fun to see those people again from way back when.
Yeah.
And then we still have The Dark Divide. We ended up holding this movie over, even though we're also streaming it, because it was so popular. And it's a true story about a famous butterfly expert whose dying wife, Deborah Messing, urges him to go and do this expedition in the woods of Washington. But, it, you know, he's not really a hiker.
Mm-hmm.
And the woods of Washington are a little scarier than you might think.
Yeah. It can be really muddy. It can be really dark in the rainforest. It can be wet.
You can get lost. Yeah.
You can get lost. You can get turned around.
Not seeing nary a butterfly either.
I'm hoping that he does because he has a great adventure. So it's scary, but it's also exciting.
Okay. The Secrets We Keep. Still
and
have
this
that?
Is Noomi Rapace and Chris Messina. And Noomi Rapace plays someone who kidnaps her next door neighbor because she's sure that he's the person in the recent war that committed these heinous crimes against her. And so it's a little dark, but she's a really good actress. You might remember her from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah. Okay.
So and then
a couple of film festivals.
We have Film Fort, and it's just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting tonight at 7. Each show is at 7. And from all the movies that they were going to play at Film Fort, which were lots and lots of movies, they've narrowed it down for us as three of the very best movies that they had. And some of the filmmakers are coming to town. And so we have tickets for that on our website. Actually, let me take that back because they went off the website last night. So now you could buy them in person at the Black Lotus.
Okay, but they're available.
But they're available. Okay. We have tickets. And I think it's really great. They're also streaming some of the other movies that they aren't going to be able to play. And then the Flix, we're streaming 11 movies. And if you still are one of those people that's been saying, I really, really want to support the Flix, but I'm not going anywhere. I don't go to stores. I don't go to movies. That's a way for you to support our local business. And some of the movies are so great. I mean, Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President, and The Tobacconist, I just have to say, because we almost ended it last night, it hasn't been very well attended on the streaming service. But I love this movie. I saw it at a film festival, and it's a really, really good movie. And so I'm hoping that people will actually read the descriptions, watch the trailers of these movies on the now streaming site at the Flix website.